This is Sky Sports Radio's podcast preview of Rosebud Day coming up on Saturday at Rose Hill. And Paul Joyce, our form analyst, is with us. Hello to you, Paul.
Hello, Andrew. Off to Rose Hill on Saturday, as you said, for the Rosebud. We'll have a crack at the quaddy a few days out from it. And look, it's a good meeting, obviously. A little bit of spring in the air with some of these horses coming back. And the best news of all is that we look like we'll be running on a genuine good track, rails out 3 metres, so it should be perfect conditions.
Yeah, it should be perfect. And that first leg is that feature race, the Rosebud Race 6, sponsored by the Smithfield RSL Club. It's a field of 8, plenty of discussion about the 8, and you know, we see the return of Overshear and Trekking and Minari, and I Am Excited, Siege of Quebec. They've decided to run Saturday and come back in trip. It's a rather an intriguing race, Paul.
Yeah, it is, and I think Siege of Quebec really makes that intriguing. He obviously beat Calculated last start. He's coming back from 1,400 to 1,100, and he's got barrier one. So whether he'll go through and lead, coming back in trip's a bit of a query when you've got the likes of Minari engaged, Overshear and Paras. Either way, it's going to be an intriguing race. So I think the best three horses in the market are the three that I think will be fighting out the finish. If you're having an early bet, I'd be backing the 3 Trekking. I've gone 3-2-4 for the first leg of the quaddy. Now, Trekking's definitely the best value of those three, currently floating around $5 with tab.com.au. He's only had the 3 starts, obviously. He won on debut on a good track at Rose Hill over the 1,100. This track and distance, he was very impressive. He then ran probably the run of the race in the Black Opal Stakes, finishing 2nd. And then he flopped in the Golden Slipper on the heavy 10 track. His trial for James Cummings leading into this, they don't trial much better, to be quite frank. It was a super trial. He was fast. He was sharp. He's got a lovely soft barrier. He's going to get the gun run. So I just think with the 56.5 kilos, he's the way I'm playing the race, because the main danger, Minari, has to carry 60.5 kilos. I don't think it'll be a problem for him carrying it. He's a big, strong colt. He's trialled the house down this time in. He's got real depth to his form going back to his 2-year-old campaign. But if it gets down to a 2-horse fight, I just think that 4-kilo weight pull might prove a slight difference. And then we've got the 4 Siege of Quebec. Just that query, 1,400 back to 11. He's obviously jumping up sharply in grade, but he does get the big weight pull off the other two with only 54.5. So a really intriguing race to start the day. I think the market's pretty much nailed it, though, but I'm going with the 3 Trekking. 3, 2, and 4, Andrew.
Yeah, great race. Can't wait for it over 1,100. Race 7 is the spring preview over 1,400, and that's a good idea. Well, it was scratched last week with the heavy track. We've got a lot better track this week, and it put in a pretty good trial on Tuesday morning, wasn't it, at Randwick?
Yeah, it was. Look, this horse has been ticking over really well for the Snowdons. I've got him in the quaddy, and he's around about $14, so make sure you throw him in. He's the obvious leader here. 1,400, I thought, might be a query, but when you look at his stats, he's had 2 wins and a 2nd over the 1,400 from only 4 tries, so he will run the trip, and obviously, as you said, he needs a good track, and that's why they've held him back for today. As I said, he's the leader. For the quaddy, I've gone 7, 4, 1, and 3. Washington Heights on top, the favourite. Now, this horse obviously came back from Hong Kong, hadn't raced for over a year, came out first up and powered over the top of Sir Plush. It was a huge win. He's since had a trial, and he was ridden quiet in that trial and allowed to find the line for Tim Clark. I love his action and the way he went through the line. He's another one that needs a good track. He gets it. He's the favourite at about $2.50, but I think he deserves to be favourite. The 4, Tom Melvin. I never thought I'd be tipping this horse, but his trial leading into this, trial in particular.
It was like another horse, Paul.
He just blew away some very handy horses in Flippant and Imposing Lass. Now, we've all heard of him. We've seen him race in Melbourne, Tom Melvin. He's gone out well and truly found in the market on so many occasions and flopped. He's better over longer. But off that trial, the fact he's going to get a lovely soft run for Blake Shin, I've got to put him in the quaddy. Probably not brave enough to back him straight out, but, yeah, as you said, Andrew, it looks like a different horse with Chris Waller at the moment. The one that's a good idea, as we said, he goes in. And the 3, Saracen, another really interesting runner, resuming for Chris Waller. Only had the 1 run in Australia, ran 3rd in a Villiers behind Sense of Occasion and Dibiani. He's been ridden quietly in a couple of trials as well. So I've covered the bases here, 7, 4, 1 and 3. Washington Heights straight out, that's a good idea, the value.
Okay, that's race 7. Race 8, the Club New South Wales handicap over the 1,400. No scratchings here. How's this race set up for the fillies and mares?
It's an interesting one because there's two on-pace runners, but only the two. So hopefully they don't carve each other up because I've got them running first and second. We've got number four, Gretna, for Chris Waller, who burnt around Rosehill in a recent trial, winning by 9 lengths for Blake Shin. And then we've got Slumber Party for Gay Wardhouse and Adrian Bott, who we know likes to lead, but they've got the blinkers coming off her this week. So let's hope Gretna jumps out of that good draw and leads and Slumber Party takes the trail. Because I think if these two control the race from the front, they will fight out the finish. I've gone 4, 8, 6, and 2. The other two for the quaddy. Number six, Faith's Encore, who's been missing the start. That's been proving very costly for her. If she happened to jump with them and keep in touch, it'd be a massive chance. And the two suspenders, I'm not going to leave her out. She's up in weight from just edging out Slumber Party last start when she really did have all the favours. But she's just looking so well and seems to be holding her form for Brad Widdop, who's having a really good run since starting up on his own. So we'll go 4, 8, 6, and 2. We'll just stretch a little bit there because we can afford to.
Okay, so 4, 8, 6, and 2. Talking with Brad Widdop, he said suspenders poorly weighted now. They've changed the race from a benchmark 85 down to an 80, and suddenly it's there on 59. So he was an unhappy trainer when I spoke to him.
Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly what I thought there. She looks as though she's poorly weighted against the likes of Slumber Party. But in saying that, she did beat them last start, so she's entitled to go up in weight against them. But as you said, they changed the rating of the race due to having a knot up at the top end of the field. And look, on the flip side of that, all the other horses go up in weight as well. So she still meets them relatively the same. She's just got to lump a bit more.
Understand. The last, Beatson, number one, has come out, and the bottom one, the 14, it's running in that previous race. So 1 and 14, Paul, out of race 9.
Yeah, good genuine tempo in the last with a decent-sized field, so a great leg to round out the quaddy. I've gone 4, 6, 8, 10 and 13. I'm going with Special Missile. I've had a bit of luck with this horse this prep. He's won his last three. He puts himself in the right spot. He's got a lovely soft draw, and he absolutely bolted in last start at Canterbury, where he held off Imanui, who's well and truly in the market here today. The danger for me is the 6, Nat King Koo, another horse I've had a bit of luck with, and he's going terrifically for Jason Coyle, who's whole stable's flying, but this horse in particular loves a good track. He'll put himself right in the mix at $9.50. He's a great chance to cheer home the quaddy. The 8, Imanui, the favourite. He just gets back and needs luck. He's never won on a good track. He's probably short, but he's been catching the eye at every run, and he will win one. It's just a matter of the brakes going his way. The other two chances, which will cheer home in the quaddy because they're big, big odds, the 10, Exitoso, tackles this second up off a very good return behind Mana, who's franked that form. And the 13, Matt Maker, is going to get in here with 52 kilos. Hasn't won for a while, but Tim Martin's having a good run. And it wouldn't surprise me if this horse gives a bit of cheek. So we can afford 5 in the last. So we're going 4, 6, 8, 10 and 13. Andrew, that costs us $24 for 10%. So we're just over budget. But I'm very confident we're going to give this one a big shake.
Fantastic. All right. Well, they're the thoughts. Now, Paul Joyce is back in his regular slot on Saturday morning, live at 10 o'clock. The preview of every race between 10 and 10.30 with Paul, but that certainly gives you a head start. And the good news is the track won't change. It'll be rated good when we record this today, Thursday. It'll be good on Saturday with the forecast weather that we've got. We'll chat to you on Saturday, Paul.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot, Andrew.
Paul Joyce, our form analyst, and our podcast preview for Rosebud Day at Rose Hill on Saturday.